hour number two of Sports Talk begins. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams. And, Jimmy, we start hour number two with a very special guest as we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
Well, we do. Todd Helton, what a tremendous athlete he was at Central High School, the University of Tennessee. 17-year career with the Colorado Rockies, and he's been selected for induction into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
You're a Knoxville guy. What does it mean to you to go into the Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame?
It means a great deal. I think it means the most to me because I get to go in with my uncle who coached me at Central. And, you know, Knoxville's where I was born. It's where, it's where I come to live after I've, been away for 20 years. It's home to me.
You had a brilliant baseball career, obviously. You were also a terrific high school football player, quarterback, defensive back. And I wonder, Todd, when you were in high school, did you enjoy playing football as much as baseball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, high school football is a lot of fun. College football, not so much. it's more of a job when you get to college. High school is just, going out there playing on Friday nights, just a lot of fun. Yeah, college got a little, mistakes are way higher, and I knew I was going to be a baseball player, so I didn't take it too seriously anyways, knowing that I could go and make a living playing baseball.
Todd, you certainly, along with a couple of your former Bobcat teammates, were instrumental in helping Tennessee raise expectations as well as performance. You arrive at the same time that Lindsey Nelson Stadium opens its gates. You have back-to-back SEC championships in 94-95. Tennessee baseball hasn't won another SEC title since you wore number 3. And, of course, you were part of that team that carried Tennessee 25 years ago, its first trip to the College World Series since the 51 team. So what was it like to go ahead, weigh your decision the way you did against the draft and the Padres and what they were offering to go ahead and wear the orange and white in both baseball and football?
Yeah, it was a tough decision. At one point, I called the San Diego Padres and told them I was going to sign. And their scouting director, Reggie Waller, flew out and was planning on signing me. I just needed to be here for my family, so I decided to stay. But turning down $500,000 out of high school was not an easy thing to do when you've never had any money. So I kind of hedged my bets on myself, figured that if I was a second rounder out of high school, I could be a first rounder out of college, and it worked out. I was had some good coaches at Tennessee, Sim Cox and Delmonico, Coach Mosiello, and they coached me upright and just made me a professional the way I went about my business. And, that with football helped me so much in the game of baseball as far as being a professional, showing up to work every day, working hard, keeping your mouth shut. That's what I did for 17 years, and I enjoyed the crap out of it. I had a lot of fun playing baseball, there's no doubt about it. And I miss it. I do miss it terribly now.
What do you remember? We played a number of memories and some of Mike Keith's calls from that 95 team that was bound for Omaha on Friday. And I'm just wondering, when you think of that year, what stands out most, whether it be teammates, specific games? What do you remember most about that 95 team that was so special?
A lot of my memories are pitching. I pitched in college, and I had a lot of fun doing that as well. Being able to come in and close the ball game out, just felt like I had control of the way the game was going, and that's something I missed when I went to professional ball was pitching. I'm pretty proud of my pitching statistics in college.
Well, you still have the one that's the most consecutive shutout innings of anybody in an SEC uniform, which is a pretty nice feather in your cap. And the thing that was as impressive as anything I saw you do while wearing the orange and white, you moved back into the starting rotation at the tail end of 95. You started four games, four wins, four complete games, including that masterpiece against Clemson. It was just really something to see.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how I did it as far as arm strength and being able to pitch nine innings after just closing basically the whole year. But yeah, I mean, we needed those wins to keep on going. And so Coach DeMonico left me out there and let me go at it, and I was able to do the job.
Our guest, Todd Helton, he's been selected for induction into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. Todd, if I remember right, didn't you have a pretty good idea of how many pitches you might have in your arm for a particular game in an effort to try to close them?
Yeah. I just went totally on feel. You know, I never threw a bullpen. I never practiced pitching. I just went out there and did it. Yeah, I kind of had an idea going in of how I felt, how my arm was holding up, and they would let me DH the next game after I started pitching, and that did a lot to save my arm.
Did the Colorado Rockies ever ask you to pitch at any point in your career?
My last game of the season, they asked me if I wanted to pitch after 17 years. But my arm was shot at that point, and I had good memories of pitching, and I didn't want to corrode it with, throw it out there throwing 78 miles an hour at 40 years old. So I didn't do it. But, no, as far as when I got drafted, they told me I was a first baseman and put my pitching glove away and focus on first base.
You mentioned that you miss baseball terribly, and I wonder, what is it that you miss most about not playing baseball?
The competition. I miss not going out there and playing against, the best in the world. And seeing how you stack up every night. 162-game season, a lot of fun, but it was a lot of work just staying healthy and staying out there and concentrating all that time about your job that hadn't been done. But I miss the camaraderie in the locker room and stuff like that, but overall it's the competition that I miss the most.
Todd, you, of course, with your ability, you made it so many times look easy, and I know a lot of hard work goes into making it look easy. But tell me, what was the greatest challenge, for instance, when you made the transition from the SEC to pro ball, starting in Asheville and moving forward, when you made the transition from the minor leagues to the major leagues, what were some of the biggest challenges that you had to meet as an individual?
Going into pro ball from college, obviously you're switching from aluminum to wood. That's a big difference. Playing basically every day, whereas in college you get a few days off. Swinging that wood bat, seeing guys that are, I remember facing Bartolo Colon, if you remember him, with him, he's a farmhand and with the Indians. Throwing 101, and he had no idea where it was going. And I remember facing him thinking, this doesn't happen in the SEC. Guy throwing that hard, not knowing where it goes. So you had to get A-ball, a little bit in double-A. You had to have a really good eye because these guys were effectively wild, and they had some really good stuff. And I ended up hitting .252 my first year in Asheville. Coming out of college, that was a big adjustment for me. And it took me the whole offseason of hitting with wood and working out and getting stronger so I could swing wood to be able to go out and have a good year the next year.
When you do clear that last hurdle and you get to the major leagues, usually there are guys there that were instrumental in perhaps showing somebody in your position at that point in time the ropes. Who were some of the guys that, or were there guys with the Rockies, and who were they, if there were, that said, hey, here's what you might want to look for with this, or why don't you think about doing that? Who were some of the guys that perhaps showed you the ropes?
Ellis Burks, if you remember Ellis Burks, was instrumental. Benny Castillo was really, really, really good to me. Larry Walker was, you know, he took me under his wing, and we had some fun off the field. So those three guys were probably the most instrumental, with Ellis being the biggest one.
Our guest, Todd Helton, going into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. Todd, you put up incredible numbers offensively in the major leagues with a career batting average of .316, 369 home runs. You also were a Gold Glove winner, but you also were a two-time winner of the Roberto Clemente Award, the Man of the Year. He's one of my favorite players ever. And I wonder, are you more proud of either one of those? Are you more proud that collectively you were a great hitter, a great defensive player, and got the Man of the Year Award?
Well, I think I'm most proud of the Golden Gloves, just because when I got to the big leagues, I was considered a hitter with subpar defense, and there's a lot of work that went into me being able to win a Gold Glove and becoming a good defensive player. A lot of hard work, so I'm very, very proud of the Gold Gloves.
You had 17 years with one team. You don't see a whole lot of players doing that. Is that something you're proud of, that you stayed with one team your entire career?
Yeah, it is. You know, I just hit the perfect situation, perfect storm, if you will, where, you know, they offered me a long-term contract, and I got traded a couple times, but it never fell through. About with the Red Sox one time, which – pretty much a done deal, but the owner of the Rockies nixed it. But yeah, I mean, I think it's something special to be with one team. I always comes to your mind whether the grass is greener, but I had a great place to play, a great, great town, great fans, and just enjoyed playing there. Feel very blessed and lucky be able to play there my whole career.
Todd, we played this last week, but Vin Scully, when you were on your last year, gave a tribute to you when you played at Dodger Stadium. And I just wonder, what did it mean to you for an iconic sportscaster like Vin Scully to have a tribute for you?
You know, it was pretty special. It's something I definitely threw me off guard. I wasn't expecting it. You know, he said a lot of nice words, and, you know, I still have that on tape, and I, not that I watch it, but I know that I have it, and it was out of this league kind, what the words that he said to me.
Todd, as you were able to complete your career with just the one team, as you and Jimmy were talking about with the Rockies, you were approaching the end at the same time that Peyton Manning was doing the same thing, although his career got redirected when the Colts made their decision with Andrew Luck and he winds up in Denver. What was it like to have a couple of special moments, whether it was Peyton on hand at Coors Field or for you to be on hand at Invesco to just have that kind of connection with a past teammate from Tennessee?
It was good. You know, we got to see each other a lot. I came over to practices to their workouts. Got to see that. You know, he was able to come out and see my games. So it was pretty neat having him there. There was obviously a huge buzz around the city when he decided to come there, and for good reason. You know, took him to two Super Bowls, and obviously went in the one. It was a lot of fun having him there, and I think he still lives there, and so good for him.
With one of the things that stands out, you were talking about some of the veterans who were so beneficial to you, but you also did such a good job of just lending a helping hand to either somebody who might have been working through a bad patch or it might have been somebody just getting a cup of coffee. What was it like to be in that position, to be the veteran that either helped out somebody who was just now getting his feet wet with the Rockies, or, I mean, we heard comments from a guy like Ray Espinoza that the moment he arrived at Tennessee that he said you were very approachable, and some guys in your position might not always be that way.
Well, I mean, I'm just a normal guy, hopefully I helped the younger kids out. I feel that's something I could have done a better job at. But you get so self-absorbed when you're out there trying to put together a good season that sometimes that you fall short in the really good teammate area. And that's something that I could have done better, but I tried listening, I tried to be there, taking the guys down to the cage and working with them if I see something. I always was there for them if they ever needed me, but I wish I would have done a little bit better job at it.
Todd, I got to ask you about this. And June Jones tells a story. He was at Hawaii, and you visited Hawaii when you were a senior in high school, correct?
No, I canceled that visit after I went to UT.
Oh, you did cancel?
I was supposed to go there.
Okay.
I did cancel it.
He said, I guess at some point he said he was talking to you, and he did not know that you were left-handed. Nobody had told him. Do you remember that? Do you remember that conversation?
I do not remember that conversation.
So, yeah, he
did
said
it matter?
What? No, he was afraid he was going to say something uneducated in regard to trying to recruit you. But I did want to ask you about one other thing too. We lost a great one in Coach Majors recently, and I just wonder what was your relationship with Coach Majors?
Oh, I loved him. Had a great relationship with him. He actually came and saw my first game in the big leagues, my first home run. And whenever I was in Pittsburgh, he'd always come down and we'd hang out. But he, you know, when he recruited me, he was special, a special man who was an awful awful great player and a great coach. And he will definitely be missed, definitely by me.
Todd, as you've talked about already, you had some great coaches that you worked with at Tennessee in baseball, also football. Also know that guys like Coach Bales, and no doubt about it, have had such an impact on you. And I thought that was one of the greatest things was to see Coach Bales get that opportunity to be on hand when you and the Rockies made it to the World Series. So who are some of the coaches that have had such an impact on you, either as a player specifically or even more importantly, as a person?
Well, I mean, there's obviously Coach Bells, 4 years at Central with him. He taught me how to be a professional, taught me a lot. I mean, taught me how to play the game the right way. A lot of hustle and no hanging your head when you do bad. From there you go to Coach Mosiello, who was Bill Mosiello, and he was there a lot for me in college. Coach Cut, he was like a father figure to me. I still stay in touch with him. I still stay in touch with all those guys. Because they were all instrumental in getting me there, and we built a relationship over the last 25 years that was instrumental in helping me, stay in the big leagues for 17 years.
And what was it like while obviously this past season got cut short as everything did in March, but what was it like to see Tony Vitello in Tennessee get back to the NCAA tournament with the 2019 campaign?
Yeah, that's a shame that got cut short, but we definitely know Tony's the right guy. He's doing some special things down there, and he's got my support 100%. I'm just excited to see what they do next year.
Hey, Todd, thank you so much for joining us. Really,
you're
really
welcome.
Do appreciate it. Great to catch up with you, and congratulations on being selected for the Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Todd.
Congratulations, Todd.
And that is Todd Helton, and what a remarkable career. And in my opinion, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Hopefully he'll get there at some point. But when you look at what he did with the Rockies, he still holds the club record for hits, home runs, doubles, walks, runs, RBI, total bases, and he hit .316 in his career. What a fantastic career. And hopefully one day he'll be invited to Cooperstown.